Our help is in the name of the Lord, who made heaven and earth, who keepeth truth forever, and who never forsaketh the works of his own hands. Amen. Grace be unto you and peace from him which is, and which was, and which is to come, and from the seven spirits which are before his throne, and from Jesus Christ, who is the faithful witness, and the first begotten of the dead, and the prince of the kings of the earth. Amen. It has pleased the Lord to take out of our midst on Saturday, July 26, Lila, daughter of Mr. and Mrs. Stephen and Shannon Dinsberger, as a result of her premature birth. The graveside funeral will be held this week. The Lord remember the mourning family and sanctify the calling. To that end, let us sing of Psalter 278, the stanzas 2, 3, and 4. The Lord remembers we are dust, and all our frailty knows. Man's days are like the tender grass, and as the flower he grows, and what follows. Psalter 278, the stanzas 2, 3, and 4.
Thank you.
portion out of God's holy word, which we wish to read together, that can be found in Psalm 116. First, the holy law of God. And God spake all these words, saying, I am the Lord, thy God, which have brought thee out of the land of Egypt, out of the house of bondage. Thou shalt have no other gods before me. Thou shalt not make unto thee any graven image, nor any likeness of anything that is in heaven above, or that is in the earth beneath, or that is in the water under the earth. Thou shalt not bow down thyself to them, nor serve them. For I, the Lord thy God, am a jealous God, visiting the iniquity of the fathers upon the children unto the third and fourth generation of them that hate me, and showing mercy unto thousands of them that love me and keep my commandments. Thou shalt not take the name of the Lord thy God in vain, for the Lord will not hold him guiltless that taketh his name in vain. Remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy. 6 days shalt thou labor and do all thy work, but the seventh day is the Sabbath of the Lord thy God. In it thou shalt not do any work, thou, nor thy son, nor thy daughter, thy manservant, nor thy maidservant, nor thy cattle, nor thy stranger that is within thy gates. For in 6 days the Lord made heaven and earth, the sea, and all that in them is, and rested the seventh day. Wherefore the Lord blessed the Sabbath day and hallowed it. Honor thy father and thy mother, that thy days may be long upon the land which the Lord thy God giveth thee. Thou shalt not kill. Thou shalt not commit adultery. Thou shalt not steal. Thou shalt not bear false witness against thy neighbor. Thou shalt not covet thy neighbor's house. Thou shalt not covet thy neighbor's wife, nor his manservant, nor his maidservant, nor his ox, nor his ass, nor anything that is thy neighbor's. Psalm 116. I love the Lord because he hath heard my voice and my supplications, because he hath inclined his ear unto me. Therefore will I call upon him as long as I live. The sorrows of death compassed me, and the pains of hell got hold upon me. I found trouble and sorrow. Then called I upon the name of the Lord. O Lord, I beseech thee, deliver my soul. Gracious is the Lord and righteous. Yea, our God is merciful. The Lord preserveth the simple. I was brought low, and he helped me. Return unto thy rest, O my soul, for the Lord hath dealt bountifully with thee. For thou hast delivered my soul from death, mine eyes from tears, and my feet from falling. I will walk before the Lord in the land of the living. I believed, therefore have I spoken. I was greatly afflicted. I said in my haste, all men are liars. What shall I render unto the Lord for all his benefits toward me? I will take the cup of salvation and call upon the name of the Lord. I will pay my vows unto the Lord now in the presence of all his people. Precious in the sight of the Lord is the death of the saints. O Lord, truly I am thy servant. I am thy servant and the son of thine handmaid. Thou hast loosed my bonds. I will offer to thee the sacrifice of thanksgiving and will call upon the name of the Lord. I will pay my vows unto the Lord now in the presence of all his people, in the courts of the Lord's house, in the midst of thee, O Jerusalem, praise ye the Lord. We hope to remember in prayer the brothers and sisters and further family of Mr. Harold Vandenberg from the Lethbridge congregation, who exchanged time with eternity yesterday, July 26, at the age of 65 years. Miss Miranda Vandenberg, who was still in the Calgary Hospital, Mrs. Elida van der Breinhost, who was still in the Lethbridge Hospital, and all those who were sick with the measles and who have been or are in the hospital, let us try to ask the Lord for a blessing. Lord of the heavens and of the earth, it has pleased thee in the way of thy providence, the way of thy goodness, and in the way of thy long-suffering, to grant unto us and our dear children another Lord's Day. And then in this morning hour, then for the second week, a similar announcement, whereby renewal it has pleased thee to take out of her midst a little daughter on account of her premature birth. O Lord, wilt thou also remember, uphold, strengthen, and comfort this father and mother with their children, where their hope and expectation concerning their unborn word has come to an end, and wherein this week they shall be called upon to bring their little daughter to the cemetery. Lord, do grant them a special place at thy footstool, where they may come with their sorrow and with their needs and with the prayer that the solemn calling, that it may be sanctified, and use for the coming of thy kingdom and the glory of thy name. Wilt thou remember the grandparents, the great-grandmother? Lord, then in the past, the time that lies behind us, then the number of mourners in the midst of the congregation has been greatly increased. Also in the day of yesterday, then a family circle received the tidings of the death of a dear brother and further family member. Then it has pleased thee, in the midst of his disease, to give him an extension of many years. And now it has become eternity. Then we commend unto thee the widow, the children, the grandchildren, the family circle in the midst of us, and that the calling may be used, that it may be sanctified. Ah, Lord, there are many mourners amongst us. Wilt thou also grant, by the work of thy Holy Spirit, that the number of those spiritual mourners, which thou hast described in thy word, blessed are they that mourn, for they shall be comforted. Ah, to by thy Holy Spirit, to be given to weep those bitter and sweet tears, on account of our sins, on account of our missing, and a need to be pardoned and reconciled, which is only possible the work of a triune God. Lord, we humbly beg of thee that thou may richly dwell amongst us. Thou hast related to the children of Israel in the days of old concerning the building of the tabernacle, that it would be the place that thou would meet with them, and that thou would commune with them. Ah, Lord, may that take place in this morning hour, and that can only be by the application of thy Holy Spirit. And to that end, by thy Spirit, do bless and apply the singing, the reading of the holy law. We need thy Spirit in prayer. We need thy Spirit for a blessing upon the proclamation of thy holy word. We need thy Spirit when the form shall be read, and also the application of thy Holy Spirit in the administration of the Holy Supper of the Lord Jesus Christ. Then a week of preparation has come to an end, and thou knowest most perfectly how it has been in each of our hearts. Ah, Lord, may it have pleased thee, by the work of thy Holy Spirit, to grant exercises by that true saving faith concerning the sacrament, what it signifies, and who it has been instituted for. To that end, Lord, we humbly ask thee, O King of thy Zion, because it is thy table, it is thy cause and thy glory, that thou may keep a watch over thy holy table. Ah, may it please thee to bring, to draw, to that holy table, a prepared people by thee. Oh, it can be souls with many questions and with many riddles, Perhaps a few souls have come up that they have prayed with the bride, O Lord, draw me, and we will run after thee. Thou hast a people upon the earth that are so dependent for the exercise of true saving faith, also concerning the dear Son of God, Lord. Then we humbly ask thee that thy house in this morning hour, that it may be a Bethel indeed, a house of God, and that thy true children, that they may be fed with that heavenly bread that has come down from heaven, and with those everlasting waters. Oh, the signs and the seals of the sacrament, the broken bread and the poured out wine. May there be a people indeed with those holy and earnest desires, accompanied with unceasing prayer, that the sacrament may be used for the strengthening of faith and their lives more holy. And, ah, Lord, wilt thou remember those that have not experienced, oh, what we hope to also hear out of the form, according to thy holy word, those that have never truly become a sinner, never given truly to repent, and those that have not come to a saving knowledge of the dear Son of God, our Lord. May there be many restless ones in the bench, many prayers sent up unto thee, the living God. Oh, come then down with thy Holy Spirit, with thy power, and with thy blood. Oh, we commend all the temporal needs unto thee. Lord, thou knowest that sickness is still going through the congregation. We commend unto thee those that have been in the hospital, are in the hospital. May the means be blessed. And then in a special way, then we commend unto thee all the mothers who are expecting a little one. Ah, may it please thee to spread thy gracious wings over them. The handicapped daughter in the hospital, thou hast made the pain somewhat bearable. Then by renewal we humbly ask thee, may it please thee to grant unto the physicians wisdom and understanding, and above all things, then thou continues to knock on the door of her heart. My daughter, give me thy heart, ah, Lord. Do then use all the solemn callings for the saving of her soul. We commend unto thee the parents, a daughter in the hospital, the tidings of death of a little granddaughter and of a brother. We commend unto thee the old mother in the hospital. Lord, may the means be blessed, and at the appointed time, that she may return to Bethesda. Lord, we now humbly beg of thee that our hope, that thou may be our hope and our expectation, that thou may grant help from the sanctuary and help from Zion. Wilt thou grant thy help in the administration of word and sacrament? Ah, Lord, may it be experienced that thou dwelleth in special ways amongst us and our dear children. May our eyes then be upon thee, with profound impressions, undeserved, forfeited, sinned away, thou would be just to pass us by. And Lord, thou hast a people upon the earth those times that they are given to experience that it is so, but yet with a prayer unto thee, the living God, with nothing to plead upon of self, but with the eyes upon the King, our Lord. May then the outgoing of this service be for the coming of thy kingdom and the glory of thy name. Pardon us of all of our sins, in Jesus' name. Amen. Psalter 55, the three stanzas. The Lord my shepherd holds me within his tender care, and with his flock he folds me. No one shall find me there. And what follows? Psalter 55, the three stanzas. in this morning hour, with the help of the Lord, we wish to ask your attention for our text words, which you can find in Psalm 116 and there of the 13th verse, where God's word and our text reads thus: I will take the cup of salvation and call upon the name of the Lord. Our text words speak of the Lord's cup of salvation. Four thoughts in the first place: a needed cup. Secondly, a gracious cup. Thirdly, an accompanied cup. And in the fourth place, a taken cup with a celebration of the Lord's Supper. The Lord's cup of salvation. A needed cup. A gracious cup. An accompanied cup. And a taken cup. Beloved congregation, in our text words, the psalmist may be given to rejoice, and by true saving faith, which is a gift of God, and which a child of God needs each time by renewal, the work of the Holy Spirit. Then the psalmist is given to declare, I will take the cup of salvation. And that word salvation, that is a reference to deliverance. And now the Lord has a people upon the earth by the work of the Holy Spirit. And no, it does not begin with the cup of salvation, but now it is the work of the Spirit to work in the heart of the true children of God a need for that salvation. We have heard the experience declared in the former verses of this psalm. Oh, he has experienced that love shed abroad in his heart for his attributes. But then we have heard that the sorrows of death, the pains of hell, got hold upon me. And he was given to beseech the Lord. And then we have heard that the psalmist was given to declare, no merit, all of grace alone, that the Lord has dealt bountifully with him, and that the Lord has delivered my soul from death, mine eyes from tears, and my feet from falling. And we have heard it in verse 9, a walking in the way of gratitude, in the tender fear of the Lord. And how the Spirit also teaches his child in the way of sanctification, that the preciousness of the threefold office of the Lord Jesus Christ. And now we read, I will take the cup of salvation. And then the word cup in the scriptures, that have different meanings. Many times it means one's allotments and one portion, and that in the way of blessings and in the way of judgments. Concerning blessings, then I read in Psalm 16 verse 5, the Lord is the portion of mine inheritance, and of my cup thou maintainest my lot. But it is also spoken in the way of judgments, because we read in Isaiah 51 verse 17, of a cup of fury, and in verse 22, a cup of trembling. And in Psalm 11, verse 6, upon the wicked he shall rain snares and brimstone, and in horrible tempest, that shall be the portion of their cup. And then it also refers, because history tells us, that oftentimes in Bible times, then when there was a feast to commemorate the Lord's blessing, that there was also a cup present, and at other times at a feast of victory. And now we read in our text, I will take the cup of salvation. And that speaks of the need, that implies that for the psalmist, that there was a need. We have heard it. He has prayed. He has begged the Lord for deliverance and salvation. And now when we read in our text, I will take the cup of salvation, then the Lord as a people that vividly learns and experiences, and we could know it so well with our mind congregation, but for the true child of God, it shall be experienced, that need for that deliverance and salvation, with a profound realization and experience, the cup that we have deserved. And that is not a cup of salvation, but that is the cup, oh, we could speak in the first place of the consequences of sin as a fruit of our deep fallen Adam, where we read in Genesis 3 of the consequences of that sorrow because of our sin. And concerning the consequences that we all experience many different ways. Also in the time, the weeks that lie behind us. But now for the children of God, then it goes not over only over the consequences. There's a blessing when the Lord may use providential trials for the saving of souls. But when the Lord works by a spirit, then not only over the consequences, but then it goes especially over the character of sin, that we have sinned, offended, provoked, and grieved such a gracious and just God. Oh, then for many upon the world, oh, when we depart from this word congregation, then we can expect that we shall have to drink already in this time much of the bitterness of the cup which we deserve, and that is also the cup of shame and of many troubles. And when we are not converted, then eternally we shall be given to drink that cup of wrath, and we shall never be able to empty it. And now, for the true child of God, oh, sin, that is that separation which becomes so unbearable. And then the true child is given to ask whether there is yet a way for such a sinner as I am, that have tried so hard to be saved by their works, whether there is a way to be saved. And now in the context, and when we read this psalm closely, we have stated that there are different thoughts who the author was of this psalm, But when we read it, then we are inclined to think that it was written by David, the sweet psalmist of Israel. And then in verse 10, I believed. That is that true saving faith which the Spirit grants to his people and that grants freedom. But then he has spoken, I was greatly afflicted. I said in my haste, all men are liars. And we read in Romans 3 verse 4 that God is true and all men are liars on account of our deep fallen Adam. But now the psalmist, let us say David, when we think of the circumstances of David, and he was given to reflect back what he has made himself worthy of, that he has spoken so unadvisably with his lips, that actually even Samuel, the prophet of the Lord, that he has deemed him to be a liar, because David has never forgotten the time that Samuel has come with that oil, horn of oil to anoint him. But then I read in 1 Samuel 27 that David has said, one day I shall perish by the hands of Saul. Thus that was in the way of unbelief. And when does unbelief now become the greatest sin for the child of God? That is when the Lord returns upon his own work and grants him special blessings, when David has experienced the bounties of the Lord, that he has delivered his soul, dried his tears, and kept his feet from falling. Then David was given to remember what he has done, but also when he has stated, all men are liars, then in that statement he was given to declare that God is true, and that not one word that has proceeded from the mouth of the Lord, that it shall fall to the ground. The Lord has a people. What a strife they can have. Also concerning faith. There is a Christendom that speaks much of the duty of faith. It is true, it is commanded. The child of God knows. But that Father, I believe, help my unbelief. And now it is needful, then for David, when he was given to reflect that he has spoken so unadvisably with his lips to the Lord in the way of that God dishonoring unbelief, such small thoughts of the Lord, and it is true, can be times that the child may believe that God is able, but shall he now do it? All for David, instead of on the throne, in the desert, in the wilderness, in the cave, much distress, but now with David was given to declare in our text, I will take up the cup of salvation. A gracious cup. In the Old Testament, then we read in Numbers 28 that with the daily burnt offerings, that there was also a cup of thanksgiving that was poured out. And then Jewish history tells us that was special meals of commemoration, but also of communion. We read different times, think of Abram and Isaac, when they have made a treaty, that it was sealed with a meal, and then also many times there was a cup of thanksgiving. And then in the third place, because it is told us that the Psalms 113 through 118, they are the Hallel Psalms, and that this psalm was also sung at the celebration of the Passover. We read in Matthew 26, verse 30, that Jesus has sung a hymn, thus in the context of the Lamb that was slain with the blood applied to the post of the door, and where that whole lamb had to be eaten. Then in Exodus 12, then we do not read of a cup of wine. History tells us that it is believed that that cup has been added at a later date, perhaps after they have returned from captivity, and it is clear when Christ has celebrated the last Passover and instituted the Lord's Supper that there was a cup of wine present. And now we read in our text, I will take the cup of salvation. And now concerning the Lord's Supper, the cup of wine includes the broken bread. That is a cup of what Christ has merited for his church. And how was that now possible, that David could say, I will take the cup of salvation? Because we have heard in verse 5 that David was also given to speak that the Lord was righteous, and we all lie under the sentence of death. How is it now possible? Oh, that declares that it is a cup of love. It is the love of the Father that he was willing to give that cup, so full of his wrath, to his dear son instead of to his child. Oh, that is the cup of love, of unfathomable love and willingness of the Lord Jesus Christ, that he was willing to take that cup, and that he was given to empty it till the last drop. And in that way, Christ has filled that cup. Empty it, O child of God. That is now the wonder of salvation. Cannot be understood, cannot be fathomed, but it must be believed that now Christ, he has emptied the cup of that wrath, and that includes the broken bread, such a rich declaration in the first place, a sign. And may the Lord grant in this day that it may be a sign indeed, but also a seal for the assurance and the strengthening of faith. I will take the cup of salvation. Ah, that is a cup. Do we not read in 1 Corinthians 1 verse 30, but of him are ye in Christ Jesus, who was made unto us righteous, sanctification, redemption, and glorification. Oh, that is a cup which the Lord has merited, which he has filled with his righteousness and his holiness, and which he grants to his people. Our third thought, an accompanied cup. I will take the cup of salvation and call upon the name of the Lord. And it is not the first time that we have heard that expression in this solemn. Tis by renewal. Thus, when we speak of an accompanied cup, that is a cup accompanied with manifold exercises and prayers unto the living God. And when David was given to say, I will take the cup of salvation, we have heard it already at the beginning of the psalm, and now we hear it in our text, and we hear the same expression, and will call upon the name of the Lord in verse 17. Thus that signifies, that implies, that teaches us concerning the cup of salvation, a calling upon the name of the Lord before, a week of preparation, a calling upon the name of the Lord with the celebration of the Lord's Supper, and also a calling upon the name of the Lord after the administration of the Lord's Supper. And now when we read, I will take the cup of salvation and call upon the name of the Lord, then that begins in the inner chamber, alone with the Lord, that there shall be those wrestlings, examination, and also thy joy in the service of the Lord. Lord, to whom else shall we go? Thou hast the words of eternal life. And the child of God, oh, they know, oh, there can be so much form and duty. So wonder when it is different. That is the work of the Spirit. When it is different, when it becomes so real. Oh, when it becomes with the solemnest, Lord, I beseech thee, O Lord, deliver my soul, not only for tokens of his favor, that is great, smallest token of his favor, but the child of God needs to experience matters, because they have that multitude, that burden of sin. When the Lord may uncover further their original sin, and that stands in the way, that causes separation, a breach, which is so bitter. Justice needs to be satisfied. Thus calling upon the name of the Lord in the inner chamber shall become evident, the family circle, especially for fathers in public prayer, but also in the midst of God's house, when word and sacrament may be administered. I will call upon the name of the Lord concerning the cup of salvation. Lord, send forth thy light to be my guide. Psalm 36, verse 9. And thy light, we shall see light. Lord, grant light concerning faith. Oh, the child of God, how deep the examination can go. There are times that they are given to ask the Lord, Lord, have I now the faith of thy true children, or have I begun with thee? Imagination, strong desires, taking a text, because if we have strong desires, we can find a text. Our Lord, is it now thy work? But Lord, not only faith concerning the Lord, because the Lord's Supper that concerns the dear Son of God, how he has merited that cup of salvation. I will take the cup of salvation and call upon the name of the Lord. And that calling that also refers that word to praise and to thanksgiving. and now in this morning hour. Then the signs and the seals of the covenant, visibly administered and displayed at the table of the Lord's Supper. And that is now for a people. Oh, we hope to hear it out of the form, profound knowledge, humbled, not have been humbled, but are humbled, speak of the present, true saving faith in the promise of God concerning the pardoning of sin through His beloved Son, and a life of gratitude, and in our Heidelberg Catechism, for a people that desire to have their faith strengthened and their lives more holy than Christ has commanded. Do this in remembrance of me. Amen. O Almighty, merciful God and Father, we render Thee most humble and hearty thanks that Thou hast, of Thine infinite mercy, given us Thine only begotten Son for a mediator and a sacrifice for our sins, and to be our meat and drink unto life eternal, and that Thou givest us lively faith, whereby we are made partakers of such great benefits. Thou hast also been pleased that Thy beloved Son, Jesus Christ, should institute and ordain His holy supper for the confirmation of the same. Grant, we beseech Thee, O faithful God and Father, that through the operation of Thy Holy Spirit, the commemoration of the death of our Lord Jesus Christ may tend to the daily increase of our faith and saving fellowship with Him through Jesus Christ, Thy Son, in whose name we conclude our prayer, saying, Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be Thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For Thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. Our closing Psalter, Psalter 292, the stanzas 1 and 5. Praise the Lord, for He is good, for His mercies ever sure, from eternity have stood, to eternity endure, and what follows. The consistory wishes to announce the following, the Lord willing. There will be a midweek service this coming Wednesday, July 30, at 7:30 p.m. with Reverend Van Nieuw Amerongen officiating. Psalter 292, the stanzas 1 and 5. receive the blessing of the Lord and depart in peace. The Lord bless thee and keep thee. The Lord make his face shine upon thee and be gracious unto thee. The Lord lift up his countenance upon thee and give thee peace. Amen.